The following podcast contains strong language. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of We Adults, We Promise. This week, we are going to have a little bit of a discussion about scary movies. We know, as you know, we did a lot of laughing and joking about the comedies. And this week, we decided to get a little more serious, a little bit more scary, and talk about our list of 10 scary movies that we enjoy. And that gives us a little bit of a, you know, spine tingling.
Okay, let's not talk about enjoy. I hate scary movies, so this is 10 movies that scared me. By the way, I'm a one.
Oh, are you like a one on the scale of like one as in wimpy, or like, and 10, which is like I'm pretty brave, I can do this?
Look, I'll watch it, but I don't have to enjoy it.
Okay, we're that kind of person. Okay. Yeah. Okay, as usual, I'm the Ron, and as usual, we have my co-host, Mo One.
Hello.
Should have maybe done that the other way around.
Yes.
So yeah, that's the topic for today, but as always, we are going to give you
the news! So our first bit of news, Sir Edmund Hillary, the first man to scale Mount Everest, was wrong.
What?
The first time he tried to climb Mount Everest, he failed. And he went back to his drawing room all frostbitten and stuff. Yeah. And he looked at a picture of Mount Everest and he says, "You will never get bigger, but the human spirit will always grow." He was wrong. Mount Everest has grown by 2 meters. It's 2 meters taller. So Mount Everest has gotten bigger.
Yeah, but back in his time, didn't grow. It wasn't growing. So when he went, but he said, "You will never grow." Is that the thing?
Yeah, but he said, "You'll never grow." He was wrong. Because it's grown.
How? Mind you, for big mountains, I didn't know they could grow either. I don't know if that just makes me dumb or I need to go back to school or something like that. But yeah, didn't know.
No. They actually just measured it wrong. But it's grown. They said possibly it's probably grown like for real, like 10 centimeters or something like that.
Oh, okay.
In 50 years. But they just measured it wrong.
Oh, okay.
So they've got more fine-tuned measuring equipment now, and they try measuring it again, and they said, "Oh, look, we're within the margin of error, but 2 meters taller."
Wow.
Than first thought.
Okay. But, it's a big.
But when you're considering how high it is, every meter counts.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay.
Second bit of news is a story we missed last week since we were so full on December 7th being Pearl Harbor and everything like that. The 8th of December marks the 40th marks 40 years since John Lennon was assassinated, murdered.
Yeah,
I don't know. Can a musician count as being assassinated or something like that?
How are you going to make me think? I think if it's any important person that the whole entire world
so
knows.
So Tupac and Biggie were assassinated.
That's a whole different.
Biggie got shot.
No, that was like, you know, they assassinated each other. Something to that effect.
They got shot.
But I mean, you know, I think if it's any famous person that has been targeted and specifically like, a random person does the shooting, it would be considered an assassination. You can't just say assassination only belongs to like important political people.
Yeah, but isn't like assassination more like having to do with it being it's like organized by and you can't use the word political, but something like that, like the guy that tried to run in was just some random guy who read catching their eye, like
Yeah, but I mean, it's still though, I don't know the background too much of that, but I mean, I think that he was some kind of stalker or whatever it was, and he hated him for I don't know, he thought that, it was bad of John Lennon to leave the Beatles and Yoko Ono, that whole scenario, and he just took it to the next level. So either way, he planned it. I mean, you don't just,
Yeah,
you're
but
not just
not like
wasting
it was being
energy.
backed by some bigger organization, you know what I mean?
I don't know. It's an interesting concept. Like, what do you consider assassination? What do you consider murdered? I
Yeah,
you don't know,
we'll have
it
to.
would have been murder if it was just like some ordinary Joe on the street.
But he was an ordinary Joe off the street.
No, man, I'm saying an
Yeah,
ordinary Joe off the street who was being shot. Then it would be
okay,
considered murder. But
yeah.
if it's somebody important, well, I don't know, we can spend all night talking about this. I
Yeah,
mean, you get what I'm saying, though.
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And let's move on then before we get too far sidetracked. Europe is going into lockdown due to a second wave of COVID-19. Germany's just ended a hard lockdown, and so is the Netherlands. England, the UK is supposed to be in a lockdown, but they're giving the over the Christmas from the 23rd to the 27th, they're giving people basically a break. So they're going to lift all lockdown regulations for those couple of days, and you can mingle and meet with your family and everything like that, which is so stupid.
I'm confused. I'm confused.
So
Just for a second.
they locked down now.
Yeah, no, they're in lockdown now, which is supposed to help and curb the rate of infection and et cetera, et cetera. And they're giving people a break to spend time. Like, the logic is where? Where's the logic?
He
There just isn't.
is done.
There is none.
Yeah.
I can't find any legitimate reason, that that is a good idea. How can you call it a break? I will give you a break from, like, catching a disease that could possibly kill you. No, we'll give you a break. Go have fun with your family and friends. It's awesome. No way.
But it's like Sweden now. Sweden's finally the Swedish government has finally come out and said, because they were the bastion of people who were like against lockdowns and everything like that. Look at Sweden, they're doing so well. Sweden's come out and said, be fucked up. We can't go into lockdown. Fuck, we're closing everything. Fuck
The thing
all of
is,
y'all. Sorry.
personally, I think that this is going to get worse before it gets better. Vaccine or no vaccine?
In Europe is going to get really bad now because they're going into winter. They haven't had to go through winter with COVID yet. Like the Southern Hemisphere has been through that. So now we've got the warmer weather and everything like that. So it's going to be a bit easier on us, but doesn't mean that we're out the woods.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's, I mean, they say there's a vaccine and they say it's been approved, but I mean, to what measure have they, are they aware of what the side effects are? Are they, I mean, obviously they must be aware, but I mean, to
Yeah, look,
what
they've
extent are they
administered.
sure?
They started administering,
Yes, they
eh?
have.
And the first, I think, two people have so far come. Two people in the UK, at least, have come down with the side. Have come down with allergic reactions to it. But the main side effects of it is that you basically get a low grade fever, and
It's like
you basically you get a cold.
the flu shot.
So, yeah. So then, but two people have already had allergic reactions, but it turns out that they are allergic. They genuinely have allergic reactions to vaccines. So, like, for instance, they were allergic in to the MMR
Oh, okay. So they're
before.
genuinely just allergic
But
to.
yeah, and it comes with a warning on the on in the packaging, whatever. If you have allergic reactions to other vaccines, don't take this vaccine.
Yeah.
I think another worrying thing about these vaccines that are being approved is you can't take it unless you're older than 16 years old. So
So, yeah.
so your young kids and your kids in high school are basically, oh well.
Yeah.
But then
Yeah,
again, they are less likely to have severe cases, or less, we say less likely, but there's still a couple of few. But
yes.
they're less likely to have severe cases.
Mm. Yeah,
So there's that. But
that should be monitored at some point in time.
Sticking with COVID, after the approval of the in the US and the UK of the Pfizer biotech vaccine, people have started to scam members of the public now, by saying that they actually have the vaccine, or they will put people on a preferential list in order that they get the vaccine first. All this in order to gain people's personal information. They then, if they say they have the vaccine, they then inject people with a fake vaccine.
Like a placebo or something to that effect.
Yes.
Why with everything, with like just everything, must be the must there be those people?
Those people, yeah.
Those people? Is it absolutely like with anything and everything that comes out that could possibly help anyone? There's got to be those people. I don't understand. I don't. It's
I
tiring.
think that this whole thing of the news is just basically, you know what, fuck y'all.
Yeah,
Just okay.
basically.
Next story, Kaiser Wilhelm. The Kaiser of Germany during World War I, his grandson wants the property and goods seized by the Nazi government returned to them, no, to return to his family. However, due to a German law stating that anyone who supported the Nazi party, they are not liable. The German government has no reason to hand over their property. In fact, the property must be sold or auctioned off, and then that money is then given to victims of the Holocaust, surviving victims of the Holocaust or their families. Now he's in court trying to get this stuff back. However, it's going to be very difficult for him. Because there are pictures of his dad, of his granddaddy, standing on a balcony next to Adolf Hitler, wearing a freaking Nazi armband. So
Yeah, so
it's gonna
that's like a
be
given. Like,
so
dude,
hard.
wasting your time and your money. As fun as this is, no ways. Not happening.
Yeah, but now the history is now they're trying to whitewash Kaiser Wilhelm. And everything like that, because they're saying, oh, he wasn't really for that whole Nazi thing.
Wasn't
He
either.
just wanted to get,
He was playing around.
he just wanted, yeah, he just wanted to get, he just wanted to get back in the pub, into public life and everything like that. And they offered him to be the figurehead of the Reichstag. And he said, okay, sure. So, oh well.
But you know what,
But,
though, okay? That's the choice he made. That's
yeah.
the choice he made. Like, done, dusted. He had a choice. He had a choice,
You
and
was
he said,
he was in exile in the Netherlands, and then they came and said they want him back. But now my thing is, there's a movie depicting it called recently that came out. But in the movie it's saying that the Nazis wanted him back. But if he said no, they were going to kill him. So,
Yeah, but
so that's what the
yeah.
movie day, and I think there's a lot of fiction and like creative license taken. So, but I don't
Yeah.
know that whole story. I'll have to go read up on that relationship between Kaiser Wilhelm and the Nazis.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay. The next two stories upset me quite a bit. First, news from Ethiopia.
Yeah.
Apparently, approximately 2.3 million children in the Tigray region, which is the way everyone is busy fighting in that area, have been cut off from any humanitarian aid.
Oh,
The
come
UN
on.
said this in a, yeah, the UN it put this out in a statement yesterday. And this comes despite the federal government saying that they would allow access to all humanitarian groups. So these 2.3 million kids have no access to vaccine, to food, to emergency medical treatment, to sanitation. And
That is so off-putting. It really is.
then the president, the prime minister of Ethiopia, was there in the area on Monday, and he said, "Oh, we're just turning the power on, we're letting the water on again, and the kids have aid, don't worry about it, it's fine." But no, but that's
Yeah,
not the
no,
same
they
report coming
don't.
from the UN and
Yeah.
the UN Human Rights Commission, whatever. So again, okay. And now
I
this,
mean,
I
you
don't.
know, it's so difficult to you know, I hate the fact that, and I mean, yeah, it's war. I get it. But I just hate the
2.3
fact that
million kids.
kids involved. I hate it.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, anyway.
Okay, and this next story really upset me. I think more than it should, but it did. It turns out Anne Frank's memorial was vandalized with a bunch of swastikas and the words "We are everywhere." So now my question, more should be done about this. Just
Yes.
because obviously there must be cameras in the thing,
There has to
and
be.
these people need to be round up and put under the same conditions Anne Frank was under.
You know,
Because
it's why now of all times?
I blame the internet, but
Yeah.
oh God, just why didn't these people? No, they obviously didn't learn. They weren't alive
Yeah.
to live through that shit. But I think the youth of today need to experience things like what the Poles and the Jews and the Gypsies and the Romani people and all these people went through under German occupation, Nazi occupation. And just like I think that
Yeah.
kids today should be put in a situation whereby they, in South Africa, experience what it was like for people of color under
Yeah.
apartheid.
Yeah.
Then I
Yeah, I
guarantee you,
mean,
no one's going to say it was so much better back then. Fuck those people.
No. Yeah. It wasn't so much better back then. Here, let us show you.
We didn't even,
Oh, you
we
know.
didn't even experience it that bad,
No, we
but we
didn't. Our
know
parents did.
that things
I
were
mean,
shit.
it's enough to, you know, we can carry on about this topic and we're just gonna get angrier and angrier as time goes on. I think that if a lot of people just searched in history and paid attention to you know, the normal people, the everyday people that had to deal with this, and not just the political impact. I mean, you know, people always talk about these political leaders and this is what happened and this is what they imposed and these are the, you know,
You think about this. Think about this.
on the street couldn't fucking go to a toilet because it was designated for white people. So, like, you know, their toilet would be situated how far away? I'm just saying, you know, reasons. I get
You
tired,
think about it like
really.
this. Think about it like this. Our grandparents. live through stuff like that. Young kids today, their grandparents wouldn't have lived through stuff like that. Or would they have? Well, okay, our kids' grandparents, well, our parents lived through that stuff.
Yes.
But
So I think there
no, no,
would
no, no.
be
They didn't.
the
No, no. Our parents weren't alive during World War II. So
Yeah.
I don't think there are any grandparents that were alive during World War II anymore. Or if there are, they're very, very few.
There's
And
very few.
they can't tell the stories to their kids or their
I
grandkids.
know. And the thing is, it's a pity because those are the stories you want to hear. Those are the stories of, the everyday people who had to go through all of that. And
Exactly.
if more stories are passed down like that, just so that it can be, told, that the people's voices be heard, you get a better understanding of what it actually is.
And that's one of the
But,
reasons. That's one of the reasons why I wanted to do that. The segments of history you should know, because
yes.
you should know
You
this.
should know. Yeah, exactly. You should know that, and like you say, it's that history that, everybody knows about World War II, but nobody knows what happened in the meantime in the build up to World War II, unless people have done research, deep research into it. But
Look,
it's those little tidbits of
the
history
people
that.
that say, the people that say stuff like, "Oh, you should have a license to do this or to do that, or you need a license to procreate." And this is going to come. I'll bring it up later when we eventually do an episode about comic books.
Eventually.
There's a in Days of Future Past, which is an X-Men storyline. Or not even that. There's a story written by a priest, or a little quote that he says is, and first they went for the Jews, then they
Yes.
went then and we said nothing, then they went for these people and we said nothing, and eventually they came for me, and there was no one to hear me.
Yes.
So
Yeah.
it's all well and good to say they need to do something, but eventually they're going to come for you.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
it's the same with all these movies, Black Lives Matter, and whatever. If you downplay that, eventually when they come for you, no one's going to care.
No, yeah, no one's going to give
You
a crap.
have the counter protests to that, and you're like, yeah, so.
That's society today. I know. I didn't. I fear for our kids,
Yeah.
just in general. Growing up and
Okay, just
oh,
stupid. Okay, moving on.
okay.
It's from being depressed to being scared. Let's do this.
Yeah, to being really scared. Okay. So my list is my list, right? And similar to what you were saying last week, or the week before, I can't remember
Before,
now.
yeah.
Similar, like my number one is my number one.
Okay.
The rest is all just on my list.
Okay. And
Okay,
mine's
so
top 10, and my number one's my number one.
yeah. Yours is top 10 and your number one is your number one.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. So I'm gonna go with that first one that I've got on my list, in no particular order,
Okay.
except my number one.
Okay.
I've got The Grudge. I'm
Okay.
sorry. It
Okay. Okay.
scared me shitless. Like
Okay.
I don't know what it is.
Is that the one? Is that the one with
Like
the
I've
in the
No,
hospital,
that's the
the
other one
serial
you're
killer?
thinking of. No, the Grudge is the one with the TV, and the chick comes out the TV
Wasn't that the
all
ring?
soaking wet. No.
Oh.
Or is that the other way around?
Yes, it's the other way around. Doesn't the what's in him sits in a hospital, the Grudge? Doesn't There's a scene in a hospital. Someone was at the Grudge 2 where someone jumps off a hospital.
No, then it could be the Grudge.
Okay.
Yeah, it could be the Grudge. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Why am I getting confused between the two? Because that's one of my next ones is the Ring.
It.
So the ring is the one where the chick crawls through the TV. That's the
Yes.
one you die in 7 days.
Yes. Seven.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're on your list or your
Number 10
number?
For me. Halloween.
Oh,
The
yes.
first one.
Okay.
The original.
Okay.
The first one.
The original. You know what it is for me? I don't necessarily enjoy the blood and guts type.
Oh, you don't like the slasher flick?
Yeah, I don't know. I prefer more your like your thrillers, your supernatural stuff, your but like blood and guts doesn't
Doesn't do it for
grip
you.
me in fear.
Okay.
Like I'm not afraid.
No,
Like I just know
that
like
put me on edge,
let's
though.
on edge, but I mean when they all yell together, oh let's split up, I'm done.
Oh,
Like
let's
you know what,
go.
I'm
I'm
done.
gonna go to the. I'm gonna go to the attic. Why? I
Yeah,
want to go to the
Bob's
basement.
gonna get his head cut off. Susie's gonna get her leg cut off. You know, for me,
Black guy dies first.
yeah, it's all of that. I don't get the same sort of impact
Yeah,
from it than the other movies.
it's very
That's
formulaic.
it. It's been. It's. I mean, it's very popular. It's very
Yeah.
popular. Don't get me wrong. It is part of like history in terms of sort of horror movies and whatever. There is no other. What is it, Jason? Am I right? Yeah.
Shower.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
Okay, so we've gone through my second one, which was obviously The Ring.
Yeah.
So I'll move along that. Now, I know that it's not it, it it's I suppose it's recently, yeah, but not recent. It's older in Korea, but I'll tell you
Yeah.
why I've got this. I've got Train to Busan on my list. Now, there's one thing I've learned
Beagles.
from watching Korean zombie movies is that they're good at it. Okay, like their zombies are like legit, like scary. They're scary.
Wait, are they
They're
runners? Are they the fast zombies or the slow shuffling one?
like they some are slow and then the others are like coming at you in like droves. I mean, dude.
Oh.
These guys have energy, and you look at them and you're like, no shit, I can picture you, zombie. You don't even look fake. You don't even look fake. You look like you could chew my brains. No, they are really good cinematically, yeah, cinematically in doing that. And I think that's what gets me into that. You don't think you're afraid of zombies until you see that. You're like, oh,
Or
okay.
you play Resident Evil 2 and you walk close to the window and the arms
And
shoot.
it grabs, yeah.
You're
And you
like,
pretty much jump out your
what
chair. I don't know, how many
the
swear words do I know in one sentence? Let's see.
Yeah. Fuck
Yeah.
this game. Fuck
Fuck this game. I give up for today.
it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Number 9. And this is purely because of nostalgia. Because
Okay.
I've watched it more recently, and I thought it was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my fucking life.
Okay.
But as a kid, scared the shit out of me. Nightmare on Elm Street.
yeah. And again, it's like Halloween for me. It's
Yeah,
very blood and gutsy
that's a
and
lot of corn syrup there.
Yeah, and if I look at it,
Tarantino level.
yeah. So if I look at it, and also just looking back at it now, and I'm like, the dude's got scissors for hands, what, or whatever, sharp blades.
Yeah, but that one, two, Freddy's coming for
okay,
you.
that
Three,
is a bit creepy. That's creepy.
but those
Had
three.
they did it that and made him like, I don't know, better, then yeah. But
You know what would have been more creepy for that, if it was that, except instead of him looking all burnt and shit like that, he looked like Mr. Rogers.
the fuck? Dude.
Mr. Rogers scares me. He, that's an uncle that. Ooh, yes.
Where the fuck did that come from? Okay,
Random
just
thoughts. Random thoughts.
random thoughts. Random
Yeah.
thoughts. Jeez.
Oh.
Okay, you need to do one more because I think I'm ahead of you.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Number eight, Tommyknockers.
Okay, I don't have that on my list, but
Again, there's a song. Late last night
It's not
and the night before.
before I
Tommy
know
knockers, Tommy knockers knocking at your door. Oh,
that yeah that had a thing that had a
fuck.
thing that was intense. You just like
No.
yeah, I agree with you on that one. That was like mind fucking just what the fuck.
All right.
Speaking of what the fuck movies,
Yeah.
mine, and this is only, I know I said I hated Blood and Guts, but this is purely based on the fucking ending that I didn't see coming. Normally with these type of movies, you can see the ending coming like a mile away. You're like, okay, this is gonna happen. This movie,
Yeah.
no ways. The first Saw movie.
Okay.
Yeah, I watched it. And then the end came, and I was like, no, fuck. I had to rewind it. Like, I had to take it
Why
back. And yeah, and I had to take it back and then fucking look at it again. And it was like, that's a fucking brilliant plan.
That
That
was
I did not expect the guy who's been lying there the whole entire fucking movie to still be alive. This fucker just gets up and walks out. I'm like, the
It's
fuck
like
just happened?
the
Oh.
end of The Usual Suspects with Kaiser Soze.
Yes. Didn't fucking see that coming.
That
Yeah. I'm like, that is the most brilliant thing I've ever seen in my whole entire life. I just,
was
yeah. Kaiser
great.
Soze, seriously. Legit. Okay, but we're
Okay.
going off the topic now. Yeah.
Yes.
Your next one.
Number six. And this is brilliant. This is coming back to our Urban Legends one with the vaginal spirits.
Oh my God,
It's
yes. Okay.
a movie called With Teeth.
I haven't seen that one. Serious?
So this woman
Yeah.
is some monster, whatever. But her lady parts have got teeth.
Well,
So, like,
fucking hell. That's like sounds like a
it's me. So, like, this one bit, this guy, like, tries to force himself on this chick, and she's like, oh no, whatever. Next thing you know,
He's
he's
done.
screaming and he's bleeding from his crotch, and the vag
You know,
spits
I
from his
wouldn't even.
thing across the room. And I'm like, fuck this movie.
Yes, I'm rating that in the C grade because just the
Oh
whole
God,
entire
bad.
fucking plot line.
Yeah, vaginal spirit.
It's not even B grade.
Screaming
It's like, it's just, no, that's C
Oh,
grade. Is
it's
it an
great.
F grade? Because that's where that's sitting
No.
at.
Yeah. Sharknado. Oh, shark. No. Yes.
No,
It's
oh jeez. No, look, there's certain things that you just don't do, and there's a couple of them. There's just things that you don't do
With teeth. Ooh,
with
okay.
teeth. Ooh.
With teeth.
Okay, my
Check it
next
out.
one. more recently is well, not more. I say more recently because it's somewhere in the timeline. Paranormal Activity.
Yes. Paranormal
Now,
activity was scary until I found out it was bullshit.
yeah, you know, it's similar to when they brought out the Blair Witch Project. You're like, dude, look, I mean, we all know it's a movie, number one, and number two, for some reason, it was at that time where it looked like home sort of taken cameras, and I think there was a genre at that point in time where it was quite popular. I mean, I don't know if Blair Witch started it off, but
No, Blair
it
Witch
became
did. Blair Witch also started the viral marketing. The thing.
because
So like
I
the
and then
Blair,
it
the
became
Blair, with the Blair Witch, they created fake newspapers to write the so that you could check it out. It's based on a true story. In inverted commas,
Jeez.
check it out.
In inverted commas, but I mean, you know, that type of thing, it's you can, I mean, you get, obviously it's a person recording and whatever, but the quality's still good. Do you know what I mean? And just the story itself, you're just like, well, shit. It's heavy. So yeah, I've got that one on my list, definitely.
Okay, so I am number six. I'm number
No, you did
six.
number six. You did
Am
number six. Yeah, what was
I?
your number
No.
six?
No, because number eight was Tommyknockers.
Oh,
Number
number seven
seven were
was
teeth.
the chick with the vaginal teeth. Yes,
Yes.
moving on.
Okay. Number six. Children of the Corn.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
No,
Okay.
God, it gives it
Yeah, no, look. Okay. In all fairness, any movie, any scary
creepy as
movie
hell. Oh,
that has kids in it, I'm done.
oh, that's
I'm like,
creepy as hell.
give me the pillow. It's like, give me the pillow. I'm gonna say, especially when it comes to I mean, if you the Grudge, listen, that tiny little boy and that damn black cat.
Oh, I've legit got goosebumps with your Children of the Corn.
Yeah, no, look, there's no way.
That
I
movie.
look at it now, though, and I'm like, Hitler's little Herren Folk? Okay,
Oh,
then.
Jesus, go. Go fuck
Yeah,
them kids.
that I agree with you on that one. That was heavy. Okay, so where I'm a number five now, I think. Yeah, but anyway, in no particular order, obviously. Number five, The Exorcism of Emily Rose.
Damn
It's
it. That's on my list.
on
Okay,
your list.
put me back up.
The thing is, what you know, they say it's based off of the story of Annalise Michel that went through an exorcism and that killed her eventually. You know, you can just go online and listen to the partially
Tapes.
sounded video tapes and things like
Woo.
that. But obviously, with it's loosely based on it because they obviously took liberties. But I think the idea came from that. But
Listen,
obviously, fictionally, they took some liberties.
that bit where the priest says, "Who are you?" and the voice comes up, "We are a legion and we are many." I'm like, "Nope."
Nope,
That's
I'm
like,
out.
you're
Let me
on
just.
your own.
I need to just take.
Good luck, Emily. Goodbye.
Bye. I'm just gonna go get some popcorn. Let me just go do that. Yeah, I think
You later.
it was hectic. It was intense. Obviously we've heard about what happened to her in terms of the story of Annalise Michel. You know that just looking at the pictures, one can you can see it and you can slightly hear it, but also to a certain degree, you know, one can pull that off depending how your mental flow works.
No,
But
it's yeah. Ooh, yeah, bro.
It's definitely not that I don't think demon possession doesn't exist. It exists. But
Yeah, we've
yeah,
established
one.
this in our paranormal activity
Yes. No,
discussion.
demons do exist. And I think demon possessions exist. So, it's one of those things that her case specifically just it intrigues me. It really
Yeah.
does. And every now and then I look at it and you want to kind of get deeper into the situation and look at it, and then I'm like, wait a minute. Let's just take a step back and go smell the flowers
And
and just go do some,
just
just
calm the fuck down.
calm the fuck down. Yeah.
Okay. So, you're my number five, the fourth kind. Also, one of those things that was scary until you found out it was made up bullshit. Because the scary bit was at the beginning when Mila Jovovich says this is based on a true story. Fuck that lying hoe.
It's supposed
Probably
to
scared
draw you
nothing.
in. It's supposed to draw you in.
No,
It
you
was
can't
meant
say
to
that.
be.
You can't lie. You can't lie. It says based on a true story.
Well, it was meant to be similar to a paranormal activity in the Blair Witch was.
I know,
So,
but I didn't. But you didn't know until after the movie because
no, but doesn't
don't
that
lie
make the
to
movie even,
me.
doesn't that movie make it even more interesting that way?
Yes, but don't lie to me. So the but it's
Yes,
on
but
my
don't lie
list.
to me.
It's on the list, but don't lie to me.
But don't lie to me. I hate being lied to.
I know, right?
My next one, and granted, hear me out here. Granted, it's on my list. I will not watch it. It.
Don't say it. Fuck you.
Like legit. I will not,
God
it.
damn
I will not. It. I will
it.
not watch.
God.
I will not watch
You
it. It.
fucking
I
up my
will
list.
not watch. And the listeners, if they really listen, guys, listen to me. I have not, under any circumstances, seen this movie. Not the old one, not the new
There's a sequel.
one. You only had to show me a picture of the damn fucking clown.
Now
That was
I've
it.
got a phobia. I've got a phobia of clowns, as you know. It's
It's
because of
not
this
even
movie. God damn it.
Yeah.
Oh no. Oh, okay. I have to go into my what's it? Okay, got it. Oh no. Yeah. Oh Jesus.
What are
Okay.
you doing? Are you falling off your chair? What the hell's happening there?
No. Like you took it away from me, so I had to go to my backup. Okay, my number four. The Shining.
Oh, fuck you. That's my number three.
Get it in there.
And we're talking about the original Shining, right?
Yes, the original one, the one with
Yeah, with Jack Nicholson. That
yes,
that's
that
the one
one,
we're
yeah.
referring
Johnny.
to.
And Red
Yeah.
Rum.
Yes, that is.
Was good.
Wow,
It was
that is
good.
good. I mean,
There was a lot of
for
psychological
and you,
shit in there.
and I mean, you can't even say for its time period. It just
Yeah.
is good. Even if people had to watch it today, I think there'd be some kind of impact because it's not, yes, there are sort of ghosts and things, but from a psychological point of view, yeah, it's good. It's
Yeah,
good.
I like
So,
the oh, the ballroom scene and
oh my goodness gracious. Yeah. It's
the
oh yeah. Okay, so you took The Shining.
your backup.
God, I should have planned backups. I should have maybe planned a backup. I don't actually. I can't think of anything. I've got like blank.
Okay.
I'm completely blank. Like this. There's like nothing. I've got like nothing. I'm trying to think of like what was legitimately that like
I'm gonna mess you up some more.
why?
My next movie.
Yes.
Pet Sematary.
Ha, I haven't got it on my list.
Okay, whatever.
Ha.
The
No, I
fucking
don't
captain, that thing. Ooh.
have
Some things are better left buried.
it. Yeah.
Things used to be calmer down here. And, ooh, that guy just gives me the fuck. Oh.
You just like no,
No. Nope.
no. Let's not do this today.
You kids should know better than to go play in that wood. It's like, oh,
Like, you know, if somebody told me that, I'd be like, well, yes, sir, I totally believe you. I'm now going to the supermarket to go get me some ice cream,
we could
like
do
the good little girl I
that.
am. Yeah, let's do
You busy mother.
that. Second last of my list that is not my number one
Yeah.
is Poltergeist. It has to be.
Oh, that's a good movie. Oh, that's a good movie.
Yes, it is, and obviously not the remake or the reboot or whatever the fuck you want to call it. I'm talking about like the original. The you
Yes.
know that
Yes.
that is brilliant. It just is.
That
You know, if
was
people.
so good. Like, regardless
It was
of whether
so
it was
good.
scary or not, it was very good cinema.
It was. It was. I
Listen
think.
to me talking like I'm a movie connoisseur.
I'm just gonna say that was very good cinema back then.
Amazing cinema.
Yeah. I think, you know, I must admit, I'm not. I wasn't too pulled in by the sequels
Yeah.
somehow. It didn't have the same effect
You
on me.
can only hear Get Out. You so
Yeah,
many
it's like,
times before you're like,
yeah,
no,
no,
I'm not living
no,
here.
no,
Okay.
I'm moving. This is
Yeah.
me moving away. This is me, like, you want the house? Have the house.
That's right.
I'll go live on the street. It's safer there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, but it is really, really good. You know, if we ever get any younger listeners, I'm not sure, who haven't seen like the original, definitely watch the
The
original. I know
original,
it's been remastered, the original. So that would be a good idea to watch that one.
yeah. You were speaking of like zombies earlier on, and I noticed I don't have any zombies on my list. But if I had to,
Oh, wow.
this is bubbling under honorable mention. Not Night of the Living Dead, 28 Days Later.
Oh, yes.
Those were
That was
some
a good
good.
one.
Yeah. Okay.
Those were some rage. Those were some rageful motherfuckers right there. You don't, that's just angry.
Grateful zombies.
Baseline. I'm just gonna
Oh.
eat everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Honorable mention, definitely. 28 days later.
Okay. My number three.
Two.
My number
Oh,
two.
yeah.
Number three. My number three or number two?
Number two, I think.
Oh, my number two. I don't want to say it because you might have it. Is your number one? Okay, I'll use my backup. The Amityville Horror.
Yes. Okay, yes. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah, that is some
Oh, fuck.
crazy ass shit.
Again,
That,
it's
yeah.
one of those. Okay,
I've actually got a filler for a backup now that I think about it. I know
Yeah.
I'm going backwards, but room 1402.
Oh.
If you want to talk psychological mind fuck, do
Yeah.
that one.
What's
Do
it?
that one because, oh,
Oh, what's it? There's another one that I was just thinking of now. Who's the guy that plays
Is that
Charlie?
the one where they're all in the hotel? And
The one
or
that's
the
basically John Cusack.
yeah, that's room 1402.
Okay, yeah. Is it that one?
He's in a hotel room,
Or is
and
it
then
like
there's and then
a whole bunch of strangers in a motel? And
it's not the same one, but I know what movie you're talking about.
it turns out at the
That
end
it's
he's being
one
interrogated by
person.
the cops or something like that, and all the people
Yeah.
in the thing are just the voices in his head that are being killed off.
Yeah, the multiple
Yeah.
personalities that are in his head. That
Oh, that was.
is a separate movie. For the
That's
life of me, I can't remember what it's called now.
That's some M. Night Shyamalan bullshit right there.
Look, that is a whole other level of what the fuck.
Oof.
But yeah, that's there. Okay, I suppose we'll get to my ultimate number one. Shall we do my ultimate number one?
Oh, but no.
I
Do your
think so.
filler? Oh, you've done your filler. That means I've
I've
got to give
done my
one.
follow, yeah.
Okay, but do your ultimate number one.
Okay, my ultimate number one, and I don't think, oh, some people might think differently. Some people might have another opinion, but forever and a day, this movie will scare the living shit out of me. I don't care how old I am, it'll scare the living shit out of me. And that's The Exorcist.
Yeah, was my number two.
Was that your number two? God,
Yeah.
I made fun of what your number one is. Yeah.
That was my
And
original number two that I gave up for the Amityville Horror because I knew it would probably be your
yeah.
number one. Oh God, that was a good movie. Oh.
That movie,
Oh. Ooh.
that, whoo, yeah. And it doesn't matter how many times I watch it, it has the same effect on me all the time.
Yes. Have you
Just
noticed that
all the
if you
time.
watch it with the lights on and the lights off, you see different things?
You see different things. Yeah.
Like
That I definitely do know.
if you know if there's a scene where she walks in to a room and the lights on
And it's dark.
and
You
you
won't see.
watching it with the lights on and she switches the lights off, you see nothing. But if with the light
Yeah. If
with
you're watching with
lights off,
the
you see
lights
her
off,
face.
yes.
You fuck that
Yes.
movie.
I nearly shit myself. I nearly shit myself. The first time was like with the lights on.
Yeah.
And then I had a friend who watched it with the lights off. Or I went to my friend and we had it with the lights off. Shit myself. I was like, no.
That wasn't in
Yeah. Did they add to shit or is my vision just like, am I having an existential
New
crisis?
crisis.
Like, tell
Oh,
me.
fuck
You know,
that.
back then, when at least in the 1970s, I can understand why people like lost their shit.
Oh.
I can understand because it's a very controversial movie to begin with.
Yeah.
To begin with. I think oh, I think it's on, there's a podcast. Oh, for heaven's sake, I can't remember now.
Don't advertise other people. We're not getting paid to advertise other people.
It's like an actual chronological event about how the movie came to be and what
Yeah.
happened and you know,
How
things like
people
that.
died,
So
like how
that
people died making it, yeah?
was yeah,
You
yeah.
know.
There was an actor, I think, with a stunt double, and then it was really cold and in certain areas and air conditioners broke or air
Yeah.
conditioners went on to it was a strange set
Yeah.
to begin with. They came back one day or one morning and the whole set design that they'd built had burned down.
Oh shit.
It was it's hectic and I can understand for certain reasons during the time it was released, etc., for a certain period of time that it was banned.
Yeah.
But yeah. That's my number one, number one.
Okay.
The rest were just all on a random list. The Exorcist is number one.
Okay. And now for my number one all time favorite horror movie.
What?
My all time,
Yeah.
like number one,
Yeah.
White Chicks.
I hate you so much right now.
Oh, and you knew what my answer was gonna be.
God, I knew what the answer was going to be, but I thought, fuck, you wouldn't
masterpiece
dare do this
cinema.
to me.
Masterpiece
Dude.
of cinema. Them factions were scary as hell.
If you weren't somewhere else,
That's your thing.
if you were connecting with me and you were right here beside me, I'd literally like stop recording and edit it, and you would come back and you would speak because I really want to kill you right now. I don't even know how to say it in words. The only thing I can think of is I really want to kill you right now. I'm gonna your place and just, you know, I
Oh
might just pull a Halloween on you.
no. Listen
I don't
to
even know.
I didn't even mention movies like Friday the 13th or
Yeah.
well I couldn't mention The Exorcist or You took the ring from me, so.
Which I thought you'd mention The Exorcist at number one as well, but you know, you're a fucker, and
It was number two. It
because you're a fucktard, that's why.
But you know my
Six,
stance.
you need help.
You know my stance.
What?
Dead White Chicks is the greatest movie ever made.
And that is why you need help.
And that's why.
That's, I know a couple of people. I've seen a couple of people myself. Let
Me
me introduce you to a
help
couple of
me
people.
help you.
You need to, yeah, let me help you. Help me help you. No, you need help. Oh,
Best sports movie ever.
God. Really? Really? Actually, the amount of energy I have right now to smash your face is, oh, so much energy. Really? Really?
It's gonna
You're
be one of
done.
those things where eventually after we do this and you're my number one, and you're not, fuck you, I'm done. Bye, everybody.
Yeah. But I was thinking in my, I was thinking then, like, you know what? Fuck you. I'm done. We're done recording. Goodbye, people. No, but I thought, you know, let me be civil, even though I've explained and the listeners have heard how many times I want to like break your bones and kick your ass. And
That's why we've
I,
recorded in two separate, safe, undisclosed locations. Well, I'm recording from an
you're
undisclosed
lucky.
location right off of
I
95.
You're fucking lucky.
Isn't
You're
the
fucking
John
lucky.
Cusack movie The Motel?
No, but he's not in there.
No,
Is he one of
man.
the
He
characters
I'm sure
in
it's John Cusack, and everything's happening in his mind.
his mind? No, it's another dude that plays that. I see, now you're gonna make me want to go and check.
Then there's that, and then there's who's the
Is
guy
it
that
Motel?
plays
Is it Motel 6?
is it, something like that.
I gotta go check that out.
Then there's
But
a,
I know exactly what movie you're talking about and the premise of the movie. I
yeah.
just don't know. I just don't know what the name of the movie is now. We're really bad at this.
Yeah,
It's like, it's great. You know the plot line, you just don't know the name.
what's the one with the guy from who plays Charles Xavier in the new X-Men movie?
You're talking about a young Charles Xavier.
Yes.
Oh shit.
You know what guy I'm talking
And
about.
yeah, I'm gonna and yeah, I'm gonna say I know which guy you're talking about. Yes.
Yes, that guy. He's in a movie. You remember Unbreakable with Bruce Willis?
Yes, yes.
Bruce Willie. Now,
Yeah.
it's him. There's Sam Jackson's character who is very breakable. And then there's this guy. And he's
Yeah.
got multiple personalities. And like
Yeah.
kidnaps a couple of girls, and he comes there. Then there's one of his personalities is a bit slow. One's a little boy,
Okay, okay.
and one's like a motherly, and then like one's like a
Yeah.
demon. I think it's called Splintered or
Okay,
Fractured or
okay.
something like that.
Fractured sounds familiar.
That was intense, and it was so good. I enjoyed
I must have a look at that. There's a lot of movies I need to like rewatch because you know, it's like when you get the premise and you know exactly what's going on, but you don't know the name.
Yeah.
And it's like one of those 3 o'clock in the morning situations where you wake up and you're like, yes, that's
No,
what it is.
I went
And then
out
it's
and found
totally
it.
irrelevant.
I went out and I made the effort to go and get this movie, and I watched it and I enjoyed it, and I can't remember its name.
Right? It happens so much. I know this probably falls in line with more like
These
a
are all honorable, by the way. We mentioned our number one, so these are
period.
all honorable mentions.
Yeah, these are going to be honorable mentions. And I don't know if I should put it here or under comedy. Yeah, but I don't know if you've seen the trailer to the actual sequel. Let me rephrase it. The actual sequel to Ghostbusters.
Yes.
I don't know if you've seen the movie trailer. This, after 30 years, this is the movie we've been waiting for.
Egon's grandson. Egon.
Yeah, I think
Yes,
no,
Egon's famous
well,
grandson.
it's family related or uncle or something like that, but this is the proper movie we've been waiting
Yeah.
for. 30 years in the making,
Not a remake
this
of
is the proper
Jaws,
one.
but
Not a remake, not a reboot, not a fuck
Let's forget that one ever happened. But
yeah, we're just gonna put that to the side, and we're gonna be like, this is the movie we've been waiting for. So I'm pretty keen on
Yeah,
watching that.
I'm looking forward to that
I'm
one as
keen
well.
on, and I'm gonna get it on Blu-ray because I ironically I've got the Ghostbusters 1 and 2 on
DVD,
DVD
yeah.
because yes, I'm that old, and I've got all four Funkos
Yeah.
of
So,
the Ghostbusters.
Ray.
I know, right? Yeah, I've got all four little Funkos of them. So I was like,
Yeah.
dude, such a
What about?
so hopefully that will come up.
I was also thinking of there's a movie called Overwatch, which is quite cool. It's set in
Overwatch.
World War II, and like first group of paratroopers go in and they go into this French town, and there's a German German garrison there, and they try to infiltrate this garrison, and they find out, oh shit, shit's going down here. They're experimenting on motherfuckers, and they're trying to do like a super soldier thing gone bad. Oh shit!
Yeah.
You oh.
Turns into like a Resident Evil type
Yeah,
shit.
yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Mega Mon. Oh,
You need
wow.
to
Okay.
also you need to check out Brightburn. And this is my th this.
I have. Isn't Blackburn the one about the little boy? Is it not the one about the little boy?
It's the one.
Brightburn.
It's the one that is basically what I would be if I had Superman's powers.
Let me just. Okay, Brightburn is the one where the boy discovers
He's
that
Superman. He's Superman.
he's like
No,
Superman
it's the
basically,
exact same. It's
but he's
the exact same story as Superman, except that he's a normal person. He's not like, you know what? Oh, I've got only the, I have to do good. Kids bullied? Oh, hell no. First person that's gonna get it's the
yeah,
Second
exactly.
person's
I'm just
going.
quickly going to put my hand in this lawnmower. And just put my hand in this lawnmower quickly, and like, oh, look, it does nothing. Like, how good is your faith in what you
Yeah.
have that you possibly put your
In
hand
the lawnmower.
in, you know,
See,
the
ooh,
blades of a
the
lawnmower?
way
I mean, what if that hadn't worked?
that. Yeah. The way. Listen, he goes. I know he goes a bit too far, but the way he did in that horrible mother. Not his mother,
Oh,
that
yeah.
other chick's mom. Ooh, that. Ooh, I was like,
Yeah. Yeah.
I applauded
The
that one.
woman, yeah. I was like, ooh, so legit though.
Again,
But ooh.
that movie is why I can't be Superman. No,
Probably. I reckon.
I'll have a bad
Yeah.
day.
That's why you weren't.
I'll have a bad day, and someone
Yeah.
getting
That's
lasered in the
why.
face.
That is why I don't have
Oh
superpowers
no, no.
of any kind.
Oh,
Of any kind,
you know,
the world would probably need to worry.
here's an interesting question. Batman doesn't kill supervillains, right? Why not? I'll give the I'll I follow the same thing. Three strikes, motherfucker. I catch you one.
You still work on three
No,
strikes.
I catch you one.
You still work on three
It depends
strikes.
how bad the crime is. Like the Riddler isn't really going to be like, oh, you're more of an annoyance. Okay, cool, fine, whatever. Like,
It's gonna riddle people
yeah, no.
to
What you gonna do? Awesome, hard question. Fuck you.
exactly.
The Joker and Lex Luger in Lex Luger, Lex Luthor need to die.
Yeah, like
Yeah.
multiple times already, we know this, and yet he's going on his like 49th strike
Yeah.
or however many however many strikes there are.
Like.
But yeah, it's ridiculous. You get some ridiculous horror movies, and then you get that middle genre between like scary and
Yeah.
comedy-ish, and then you get the ones that like soul-sucking scary.
Yes. Shit, you're not gonna sleep well for a month.
I actually watched the Japanese version of The
Yeah.
Grudge. Dude,
It's so much worse.
do yourself a favor.
No.
Do yourself a
No.
favor.
Yeah, like I said, I do not enjoy horror movies. I'll sit through it, but I don't have to enjoy it. Except for like Brightburn. Brightburn, like I was applauding him. I was like, yes, you
Yeah.
fucked
No. You'll yourself a favor and find the Grudge,
the Japanese
the
version.
proper original version, the proper,
Proper
the Japanese version with like English,
Chinese.
whatever. It's
Okay.
I want to find still the original version of The Ring and
Ringo,
watch that.
ironically, it's called Ringo.
It's Ringu, yeah. I actually want to watch the Japanese version
Ringo.
of that. I believe it's like
Yeah.
scarier. But I can see why. I mean, The Grudge in Japanese was
It's fucked up.
like, let's just, okay, The Grudge in
I
English
want to
would be.
watch like Japanese Capcom approved Resident Evil movies. I don't know how
Yeah,
bad it's
do they
going to be.
exist?
I know they made a Resident Evil 2 movie, live action, lyric, like based on the game with like an Asian guy with red hair or blonde hair that looks
Ah.
orange because he's supposed to be Leon S. Kennedy. And you're
Actually,
like, no, this is so poor.
that's not how that works. No. I don't know. I mean, thing is, the Resident Evil movies, I would have thought that they would have had a better
Yeah.
concept.
They should have just
Like,
based it on the
why,
game.
like, who the fuck is Alice?
Isn't Alice,
why didn't they
Veronica?
just base it on the game?
Isn't Alice the computer simulation in the game? In the one code name
Hell,
Veronica, isn't that Alice? The little girl
I don't
computer
know.
thingy?
Either way, I don't understand why that the whole movie franchise was surrounded upon this
Mila
particular
Jovovich
character.
would stop her.
Yeah, no, she does, but she could have even pulled off a Jill
Yeah,
Valentine, just
but
dyeing her
I
black,
don't
which,
understand why they
I
didn't just
mean,
do the video game. You know what I mean? Yeah.
yeah, even with, yeah, exactly. But put the star power behind it. You could turn Jill Valentine easily. Mila Jovovich has had black hair
Yeah.
before. She could pull it off. So, but why go this whole, like, liberties much? But
Yeah.
that's taking it too
I
far.
think they need to.
It's
Wait, they're
taking it too
making a Metal
far.
Gear Solid movie.
Are
Yes.
they?
Unfortunately, Kiefer Sutherland.
Snake!
Yeah. Don't you know? Snake! Snake! Snake!
Snake.
Snake! And what's the
No,
thing,
I
the
didn't
male
know.
guy that's too Uncharted? Yeah,
I
Uncharted, yeah.
know. Is that a game? That's a
Yes, they're
game.
making a movie of that with
Okay.
what's his name? Spider-Man. The new Spider-Man. The second son. Tom
Tom
Holland's
Holland.
the main guy in that.
Okay.
With his
Interesting.
cheeks so puffed up, it looks like he's constantly got a bunch of water in his mouth. I'm talking about now we're moving on to game movies and everything. Like, I think that's another topic. Favorite movies based on game.
Yeah.
You know what my number
Yeah.
one?
I think
You
we
know what
can
my number
do
one
that.
is
Yeah, I'm not even arguing with you anymore. You might be dead by then, so we might not be able
I
to
like
do
that
it.
idea.
We might not
Movies
be.
based on video game.
Yeah. Yeah,
Only so
yeah.
many.
I like that one. I like
Resident
that
Evil's not
one.
on my list.
But yeah. Okay,
Neither is Mario
I'll
Brothers.
just take that then, and then like r ruining it to shit.
Neither is
Yeah,
Mario
yeah.
Brothers.
Oh, damn it. Yeah. There's a couple that just shouldn't have been made into movies. No, we're not even talking about favorites. We're just going to be like
Yeah,
movies that were made into video
I know,
games.
because there's so
And then we
many shit
discuss,
ones.
and then it's like a
No,
yes or a
you
shit.
know what? You know what we
So
do?
I
We
think
discuss
that.
movies that were made in video games, and then we can discuss about like whether, like you said, whether it's shit or whether it's good.
Yeah, I think that's a better option. We'll get there, folks. We'll get there. Don't worry. We got a whole bunch of other things to do first. But yeah, I think that's a wrap up for tonight's show. Thanks everybody once again to for joining us. Please join us and next week again. And all the details about our social media and about every platform that you can listen to us on, it's in the show notes. So please like, subscribe, rate, review, you know, all those pretty little things. And we will catch you
Yeah, now
next
shut the
week.
trunk and fuck off. I mean.
No, bro, if the time I'm gonna shut the trunk is when you're in it.
Okay,
Okay,
then. Bye,
there.
everybody.
Cheers. Yeah.